Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Heather L. Caffey, a prosperity advisor, shouting out live for the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We are live at Starbucks in Charleston, South Carolina. It's super loud, and we are super hoping you are going to enjoy this event. We might have to do a pre-recorded show coming forward. However, I just want to give a couple of shout-outs to my friends to the right. I've got John and Kathy here. I was trying to go to Whole Foods, and funny, ha-ha, they don't know what a plug is, although they do know what Wi-Fi means. So although we totally embrace and appreciate organic food, we're still a Trader Joe's chick. So hope you enjoy Entrepreneurial Excellence, where we highlight women in business and the community. We've got a couple of reasons to be here. We are going to the Global Women's Summit event on Saturday at the Sanctuary, where I am speaking as part of the panel, as well as sharing my Five Steps to Abundance and Introduction to Love and Business book, which will be live on Kindle ebook download in the next couple of days. So please take a look for that. And for those of you that are just tuning into our show, we appreciate you being here. You can call in live at 646-595-3440. Hope to answer all your questions, help you monetize your passion. Thanks so much for tuning in, and have a great night.
Love, talk,
hi, this is Heather. Hi, this is Heather O'Caffey, a prosperity advisor. Welcome to our launch of the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. With us, we have an amazing, fabulous guest. He is one of the best entrepreneurs I've known for quite a while. I've watched him grow and help others with their talents, and that's part of what the Entrepreneurial Excellence Show is all about. We are here to help you figure out what you need to do to monetize your passion and be that great business owner that you've always wanted to be. So, with undue response, we will go and introduce Mr. Ignacio Garcia of Garcia's Restaurant, and he has quite a few other accomplishments as well, so I'll let him share those with you. Hi, Iggy. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Heather?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Tell us a little bit about some of the different businesses you are running at the exact same time. Yes, folks, you can actually run one business or 20, and this is the man who knows how to do it, so tell us about that.
Well, first, I want to welcome Heather to our lineup of shows on With Insights Radio, kind of one of my dream babies that I wanted to do a long, long time ago, and finally, one day it came true. So, Heather, I want to welcome you on board.
Thank
and,
you.
I hope you enjoy your time here with us on With Insights. We strive to bring the public just a myriad of different ideas and different, different things that, yeah, we just want to share. That's what we do here with Insights.
Yeah.
And to get back to your question is, so how did I get started in business? You're pretty much asking, I guess. Well, I think it's just one of those things that was ingrained in my blood. Some people are born with it, I think, and some people aren't. And some people have to learn it along the way. And for me, it was one of those things where I didn't really want a job, but I wanted many bosses, I guess, is what I ended up having. So that's what happens when you kind of do this for yourself. I remember as a little kid, I wanted to. I was always selling something. I was always up to, and I was always trying to figure out a way to, not to be rude or anything, just, help my friends, sell them something. Hey, I got some baseball cards. I got some Star Wars cards. Whatever it was. It was just one of those deals. It was kind of like that. I remember when I was 15, I had my own ice cream push cart business, and before that, I was actually mowing lawns. When the grass was high, and I'd go knock door to door, and then wintertime I'd go, door to door and shovel snow, and I would get $10-$15 for shoveling someone's sidewalk because they didn't want to do it, and that was actually one of my favorite businesses, and I always prayed for snow.
Because you like to shovel snow.
Well, it was the return, it was my time invested in the business, that particular business, and that aspect. Here's some needs. Fulfill the need for somebody who didn't really want to do it. 10-year-old kid knocks on your door. He's going to say no to a 10-year-old kid, right? Just knock on the door, shovel snow. They're like, yeah, sure. Sometimes I got less, sometimes I got more. But I always had a price. I always set a price. And sometimes it was negotiable, sometimes it wasn't, depending if, you know, the person was nice to you or not. So it depends, you know.
So do you feel you are the definition of an entrepreneur?
Well, I'm probably one definition of many. Entrepreneur is a very big word, and it has a lot of meanings for a lot of people. Entrepreneur, for some people, is the kiss of death, and for some people, entrepreneur is freedom. So it really depends. You know, when I said there's many different types of entrepreneurs, there's many types of personalities that go along with that type of word. An entrepreneur is somebody who, you know, just tries to go outside of, you know, the norms of life, the way I look at it. You know, the way they look at things differently, their thinking is different. Entrepreneurs, they see something and they want to be able to fulfill a need. And sometimes to be an entrepreneur doesn't mean to be rich either. Entrepreneur also just means that you want to be sustainable in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at entrepreneurship, to be sustainable, to sustain my life in a different way.
Well, part of the purpose of our show is to inspire others to monetize their dreams and for a new future for themselves, their families, and their community. And I would like to ask you the question that I asked a few other business owners at the Success Network last Tuesday. As a business owner, what could you choose to do more for your community?
Well, I could choose to do more for my community?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the biggest thing is when you help more people, you succeed. The thing is to help your community the best way you can in whatever aspect that is. Because when you're in business, you're offering a service. So how do you offer that service and how you portray yourself, you know, is something wrong, Heather?
I hit it.
You can hear?
Yeah.
Sorry, word.
No, I hear the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I don't know. You
testing, 1, 2, 3.
I think we're good.
Okay.
I think we're good.
And go.
So I think Heather asked me, you know, what an entrepreneur does for business.
Right.
Well, let's take a teeny little second here to look at our hookups.
We're having a great time here at Garcia's Restaurant, the best place for tacos and burgers you can imagine.
I'm just gonna click. Click. Really? It's odd.
Oh, from my
it's from your computer, not from
my... Okay.
Heather is the technical difficulty.
Go figure that noise.
So I was like, where's that sound?
It was the computer. And we're back. Yeah, Thank you for participating, folks.
For sure. Right? No, it's a must that you give back to community, because community is everything. An entrepreneur cannot succeed without his community or her community. The people who are in it, you know, are looking for something that they can't necessarily find at home. So when you give back to you the people who support you, remember, you're in business because the people keep you in business. They're very crucial. It's very important. I think a lot of people who are in business kind of forget that once they get to the top. This restaurant doesn't succeed unless there's people coming in the door.
Yeah.
This radio show doesn't succeed unless there's people listening to it. And so giving back to community is, there's different aspects of giving back. You give back quality. You give back a service. You give back in different ways. Or you can give back by donations. You can give back by giving to the people the things that they're lacking. Because sometimes when you get in the position as an entrepreneur, you can give things that other people may not be able to. There are many examples of that. I mean, Microsoft is one example, a huge conglomerate. Yeah, they have ups and downs like any kind of business, but they have an aspect of their business where they give back to the community with a lot of money. But they do that because there's also a return and their taxes and stuff. So there's a catch-22 as well. In that aspect, so people don't always think of it like that.
Right.
You know, entrepreneurs are usually sometimes taxed differently than an average person would be taxed. We are actually, you know, giving in different ways too as well. But community is very important. I really believe that if you can find different ways to incorporate the community into your business and offer them a service that they can't necessarily find someplace else. And the restaurant's a little different because anybody can go eat anywhere. So, like I tell people here, you're in the business to make money. No, I'm in the business to entertain. I'm in the business to offer something that you can't find.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Garcia's.
Mm-hmm.
How long has Garcia's been part of this Columbus, Ohio community?
Oh, it's going on 36 years now. Garcia's has been here. My family, my mother and father founded Garcia's back in the winter of the blizzard I think it was 77 or 70, I forget.
I remember that.
But it was a big blizzard when they opened their doors. And prior to that, they were the best examples I could have of people immigrating to this country and trying to create a new future for their family. My folks came here looking for a better life. Looks like they've done pretty well for themselves. I remember all the business. My dad did scrap metal, scrapping newspaper, collecting beer cans. Then he saved that up, and he got an ice cream truck. And from his ice cream truck, you know, he would go to all the poor neighborhoods where people, ice cream trucks wouldn't usually go. And he actually made more money there because, you know, people needed that. They needed that distraction.
Fun, yeah.
That fun, that whatever, you know, because you come to the suburbs, you know, they can go walk down the street and get ice cream. But, you know, a lot of these kids didn't have that. And I remember when I was a little kid, all these kids run into the ice cream truck. It was just, it was a zoo. It was just like, wow. But he brought a service, you know. He brought a service to the people.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd like to say part of our Entrepreneurial Excellence radio show is that we have an underlying pledge to support a better community and to empower the members of these communities to dispel their fear and increase a stronger economic foundation. And, you know, Iggy, I know you're an integral part of my reality as an entrepreneur, a business owner. I'll talk a little bit about me for a millisecond. I have been coaching businesses for 15 years, but just like you, I remember in third grade creating a business out of nothing. I used to sell the little pom-poms that used to tie on your skates, girls, if you remember that, and I would go to the craft store, and I loved Frank's Nursery. I loved going there and buying the different colored pom-poms, the little puffs, and I would buy googly eyes, and I would sell them, and I would say, okay, what color eyes do you want? What color pom-pom? And I would customize them for my friends in grade school. I don't know where that came from, but that was definitely, you know, a core launch of my entrepreneurship, and I think that's a common thread. And a lot of business owners that I talk to, one of my good friends, Matt Byrne, has a similar story where he was the youngest of a bunch of kids, and he would go to the gas station and buy candy. Mm-hmm. And then he would walk back, and he would sell it to his brothers and sisters for a 50% profit because they didn't walk. I mean, how awesome is that? I'm an only child, so I didn't buy candy for kids, but I remember walking to the store and how fun that used to be.
You know what's funny is... I get people ask me, oh, I want to go into business for myself. You know, I want to open this or do that. I want to, for example, someone says, I want to be a baker. I want to do cupcakes or whatever. And I ask them, so, okay, that's fine. That's cool. Because I've helped a lot of people start landscaping business. That's one of my other business. We'll talk about that maybe if we have time. But I always tell people, well, if you like that kind of business, why don't you go work at a bakery and see what it's like and see if you're willing to put in those hours and see if you're willing to put in the time to do that. Because it's very different. Once you start it, it's easy to open a business. Very simple. That's what people don't get. It's very easy. Maintaining the business and keeping it open is another thing.
Absolutely. I mean, my commitment as a prosperity advisor business coach is to absolutely catch that person when they have that creative idea, when they're in fruition and they are ready to monetize that passion, you know, achieve their excellence, receive their abundance. Because I've tried to walk in. I mean, I have succeeded sometimes in helping a person. There's like a four-month window that I've noticed. And if you, especially with brick and mortars, it's a totally different ballgame when you have rent to pay and lights to keep on and, you know, you get ingrained in your space. Because I have opened a holistic wellness center. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Iggy, you were so amazing to support me through that six-month journey. Mm-hmm. And I'm absolutely proud to say that I opened it and I closed it.
Yeah.
And I closed it because I didn't know how to maintain it.
Right.
And part of it was what got me started in helping business owners understand web and business marketing. But more importantly, it was amazing because I understood then what I needed to do for others who had a brick-and-mortar business, a live space. And I knew I could walk in there, I could see their panic, I could feel their pain, and I knew this was crunch time. And a lot of times when they're at that 4.5 mark, they have totally given up hope.
Yeah.
And I have also learned I can't make them want it. I tried so hard, mm-hmm. and that's why I lost my center, to help those, because that's the space I was in, like attracts like, to maintain their motivation, their integrity. And I would say, you know, don't pay me until the people show up for your class, and I'll take a percentage. And then they would cancel the class 3 days before it started because no one had RSVP'd. I had one business owner in that process, David Scarborough, Reiki Master, Reiki Dave. He was the only one that showed up for his own class where no one RSVP'd. Only one. And I, to this day, that man is an inspiration.
Sure.
He's been searching, we know him, for so long to find his niche.
Right.
And, you know, he's been playing the game and playing the game, but he's still an inspiration. He shows up.
Sure.
He's a great support figure. And some people are just not business owners, and that's okay.
That's true.
It's okay.
You know, I just learned recently here, there's a quote that I have on my Facebook that I used. It's, if what you're doing isn't getting you where you want to be, why are you still doing it?
Oh, I love that.
And I was thinking about that a lot. You know, sometimes in business you have to make decisions. And sometimes those decisions are very drastic. They may look drastic from outside point of view, but sometimes there's people who are in business and don't know when to call it, you know, call quits. And because they're waiting the next day, oh, maybe the next day get better, the next day get better. And it's not because they want to quit. Sometimes they get into something loving it, and because they enjoy it, it's their passion, then their passion becomes work. And what happens is that work becomes, you know, a detriment. At that point, it's no fun anymore. So that's something the people really have to think about when they get into business. Okay, what are the things that are going to be fun? What are the aspects that are not going to be fun? Because in business, there are fun things and there's things that are not fun.
Right.
And I'll say that right now, especially in the restaurant business when I did that. Even when I was doing landscaping and all the other businesses I'm involved in, there's always an aspect that's not fun. But there's always those aspects that are great, you know, also. So you really have to sit down, and especially when you're married. Here's a good example that you should always... I really stress this because one partner's vision is this way and one partner's vision is the other way. That you have some kind of common ground where you guys come to some kind of agreement, some type of saying, okay, I want to venture off into business. I want to leave the workforce. I want to open our own business. This is what it's going to take. Are you with me or not? Because if you're not, it could become a very difficult thing. One partner coming home late, one partner investing a lot of time into something that's, you know, they love, and the other partner's, you know, saying, hey, you know what? And there has to be common ground, and you have to kind of understand and say, hey, you know what? We need to talk about this. Communication is very important, especially when you're in a relationship with somebody. And that's something that I've found over the years that a lot of people who are starting new businesses fail to implement. And that can throw a wrench in things pretty harshly. And another thing that I've noticed too is a lot of people go into business not really going in with a vision, not going in with a dream, a desire, because there's got to be, you have to have fuel. You've got to have fuel, and what that fuel is the things that, you know, that you're investing your time and energy into. And I really believe that, because if you don't have that thing that you want or that thing that is driving you, then it's going to be like a job. It's going to be a really nasty job. You're going to end up having a bunch of bosses.
You're going to resent it.
You're going
to resent yourself, your family,
absolutely,
the customers, the people that are around you, because all of a sudden you realize, I don't care about you anymore because you've lost hope for yourself. And I've been there. I've done multiple businesses, multiple careers, and, you know, on and on and on. And so what's really interesting to me in this journey is I had to make a commitment to myself. And I always love to say, I said, I haven't worked a day since I got fired last.
Yeah.
And if I try to work for somebody else, guess what, folks? I still get fired. And it's okay. Because if you are trying something and working for somebody else and you keep getting fired because there's a passion behind you or another part of your focus, you're an entrepreneur. That's a sign from the universe, God, creator, whoever you want to call it, that it's time for you to commit to yourself.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, thank God for all those people that fired me. I was making $100,000. And it didn't matter to me because I was so despondent in the relationship I had with my boss, who didn't get me, with the company that kept telling me, oh, well, we didn't pay you this $12,000 bonus because we added a rule to the contest. We didn't pay you this $5,000 bonus because you didn't meet the deadline. That's a rule.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned real quickly that people sometimes don't have integrity as a corporation. As a whole.
Yeah, and that's a whole different business entity in itself. You know, corporations, I mean, people are incorporated, it's different. And then a corporation where you have a board of people who decide what's going to happen, that's a whole different ballgame. I think what we're I'm talking about here today is more about small business entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Somebody who is in the community, who is involved with the people, who is part of, you know, the neighborhood. You know, I walk down the street and they say, "Hey, Iggy," you know.
I mean, you dance down the street.
Or I'll dance down, skip down. And I do that. You know, that's the kind of stuff I do because that's just who
it's
I am.
It's your space.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other part of the Entrepreneurial Radio Show that I just want to explain since it's our first show. The purpose is to inspire others to monetize their dreams for a new future for themselves, their families, and the community. What are some of the topics that we're going to be talking about? How can you get on the show? How can you get on the show? Just send us an email. Go to Facebook, Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We have a fan page. Email me on the message chat. Send us your website. I'm going to make announcements to some of our viewers, which is amazing. But here's some of our mission. Mission means, here's a great lesson for you business or want-to-be business owners. First, embrace the entrepreneur inside you. If you have a passion, you can turn that into a business. Iggy, ice cream, me, puffs and googly eyes. Like, seriously, folks, I mean, that's what I did. And it was I was totally committed to it. Our mission is how you do what you do. The vision is what you see as the end result for your future. But here's the most important part, and my friend Ron Stubbleton of Mastermind of Personal Power taught me this. You have to first define your purpose. Your purpose is why you get up in the morning. Why do you do what you do when you have no money in your bank account and you don't want to walk out your door and you don't want to take a shower and you don't want to do the things that are humanly normal and possible for you? Why all of a sudden does a light bulb click or something behind you shove you out that door, shove you in that shower, and get you on that phone and get you out hustling? I mean, if you think being a small business owner is easy, you've got it wrong. Working for a corporation is definitely not easy, and there's pros and cons to that. However, being a business owner, you have to motivate yourself. Let's talk about working at home businesses. I have worked at home for about the last 10 years, pretty much in and out, and it takes a certain mentality to get you out of bed. Yeah, you don't have to put clothes on, really. You still have to do the work. You still have to log into the computer. You still have to answer the phone. And sometimes if you're passed out from the night before or too tired because you're sad or depressed or your boyfriend dumped you, your girlfriend dumped you, something's going on, you still have to get out of that bed. And it doesn't matter what you look like maybe, but you still have to do it. So our mission is to provide for you resources in Business 101, Marketing 101, Cutting Edge Technology, Love and Business, which is my passion, which I'll share with you later, Social Entrepreneurship, and Women in Business. So if you are any interest in any of those categories, you have questions, you have statements you'd like to make, just let us know and we'll get you on the show because if without you, just like Iggy said, he owns a restaurant in Columbus, Ohio, Garcia's International Restaurant. If people didn't walk on that door every day and order food, whether he knows them or he doesn't know them, there'd be no purpose.
Yeah, my purpose would probably be different.
Yeah.
Very different.
Well, your purpose, I'd love, why don't you share for a second your purpose? What gets you out of bed in the morning?
Oh, what gets me out of bed in the morning? Well, number one, knowing that I'm blessed, you know, that God has given me one more day of breath. So when I wake up, I'm like, okay, well, this is something I can't waste. You know, this is something that's been gifted to me. This is a miracle. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, you know what? That's what gets me out of bed, Heather. You know, I get out of bed and I'm going, well, you know, the Creator said, this is another moment, this is another day. So take advantage of it, make something happen with it. And so that's where I go to when I talk about business, and then I have to find those big things that motivate me. Well, people have dreams, and then people have, you know, what do you call it?
Aspirations.
Aspirations, yeah. But
hopes.
What I think is anybody can have dreams. And dreams, sometimes people knock dreams down. The dreams are your fuel. I was talking about earlier. That's the fuel. That's the stuff that makes you want to get out of bed, makes you want to go. Well, you got to have more than a dream. You got to have a big kick-ass dream, okay? You got to have different levels of dreams, which we call them goals.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
So you got to have this goal that's so big that you want it. You'll do whatever it takes to do it. But in between there, you have all these small little dreams, all these small little goals, all these little things that will get you to that point. Because once you get to the big, big kick-ass dream, you'll realize that's not what you really wanted to begin with. You're going to say, wow, I'm here, but now that's not what I really want. I want this now. So the thing is, you have options. You have choices. And that's what people don't realize when they're in business themselves. You have all these different options. It's your creativity. It's all the things. It's all those things that you want to do. You know, I wrote an article and I posted it here about dreaming. And you know, the first thing to do is to breathe, turn off the cell phone. That's how they're doing that. Find a quiet place. Let your mind go run wild a little bit. And brainstorm. Take a pen and paper, writing it freely. Put down on paper. Do not stop to check your progress. That's one thing. Just don't stop.
Yeah.
Go back the next day and read what you wrote.
I love that. One of the things that I use as a tool is law of attraction, mm-hmm. law of manifestation, mm-hmm. and mastermind principles. And I was mentioning Ron earlier, and he has a technique which he has developed. It's Mastermind to Personal Power. Go to that, Google it. But there are seven aspects, seven levels, like you were saying, that you can set real-life present tense goals. Mm-hmm. Don't say, I want this. Say, I already have this. And you write that goal every day. And I did that. I've been doing this work for a really long time. I thought 2011 was my abundance year. And I had my guts ripped out, thrown out on the table, and I took the time, and I was willing to look at them.
Right.
During that process, I wrote my goals every day, seven of them. And I have absolutely been creating them and recreating them this entire 2012. What I haven't done in 2012, because I was blessed with the gift of receiving, mm-hmm. is go back and rewrite my goals. And so now, not that they're slipping away, but I see them not as big or as easy as they were 2 months ago. And that's because of my human nature. We're human folks. Great.
Oh,
wake
yeah.
up. Hello. You're here for a reason. You're on earth because you chose to go through this crap that whatever you're asking for, whatever you're dealing with, you've brought it in for a purpose. And give yourself respect. Be gentler with yourself. Be nice to those around you. Understand that they're human too. And it's absolutely okay to sit in your crap and cry, mm-hmm. scream, yell, punch, mm-hmm. or do whatever it takes to, you know, get through yourself. And so part of this entrepreneurial excellence show is to give you these tools. And we might repeat them a few times because, right. you know what, if you don't hear it 21 times, your brain doesn't get it. But we're talking to your heart now because we want your heart to sing. We want you to say, what is your life purpose? Because a lot of, quote, unquote, let's say, chaos and confusion and all this drama is going on. And I learned that zombies are eating faces off people. And, you know, I don't watch the news and I don't read the paper. And that's my own bubble that I choose to be in. And at the same time, I'm also committed to empowering those around me. And maybe I'm a lot happier because I don't let that stuff in. Excuse me. The only news I get is when I log into my computer and my Yahoo pops up and a news bubble's there. And most of that's just drama crap. And I might Google tap on something and read about it. But most of the time, I need my friends to say something big's going on.
Yeah, I think I told you about the zombies yesterday, didn't
I? Yeah, and then, you know, I do karaoke, and I sang zombies, and I shouted out for that. But, you know, that's a sick, sad, unhappy person mm-hmm. going through his crap, and he is no different than me.
That's true.
And that's okay. It's how he chooses to utilize his wisdom, his passion, his gifts in that moment, and all we have is the now.
Absolutely.
So.
And, you know, I know that some of the listeners are trying to figure out, well, what's a dream? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have any dreams. You know, because, quite frankly, what happens over a period of time, we get knocked down so many times. We get bounced around and pushed down. And so how do you fulfill a dream? How do you find a dream? You know, I had those same questions. Even being in business, I thought about that too. So how do I find a dream? Well, one way is this. Here's a good example. This is works for me. Well, go sit in a brand new car. Go to the dealership and sit in a car. You know, sit there and go, oh, wow, this is a nice car. Smell the leather. You know, smell the interior. You know, feel the plush carpet. Take your shoes off. Feel it, you know. Grab it. Ask to take it for a drive, you know. Go to an open house. You know, go down into a realtor when they're showing houses. Go take a look at it.
You bring up a good point. And that's, you know, the love and business philosophy that I am committed to sharing internationally, which I am doing, which is mind-blowing to me, but I'm doing it, is – there is no competition.
No, there
isn't. It's all co-creativeness. And part of this premise, the five steps to abundance that you're reminding me of, is put action behind your desire. I just typed, be your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is a dream? Just be it. Be you. Do your thing. And all of a sudden, you'll get that aha moment, that defining. I get hit on the head, literally. I got hit on the head by Blue Jay because I was trying to rescue his baby.
Right.
Because I felt it was my job to fix that baby bird that couldn't fly because I thought it had been abandoned.
Hmm.
And so I was like, oh, I can take care of this. I can fix this, this force of nature that is nothing that I've ever experienced. But it's my job to put this baby bird in a box and take it somewhere where it can be helped.
Hmm.
And as I'm chasing this baby bird hopping a couple of feet in front of me in my front yard, Daddy Bird came down, and I am no kidding you, hit me on the head, on my intuition point, which is the top of the head. For those of you that aren't metaphysical, the top of your head, if you're ever struggling, right above your heart, the thalamus gland, or the top of your head, just tap it, hit it, because it will open up channels of inspiration you had no idea you had. And so what was so funny is he hit me right there, and it struck me. I was like, wait a minute. It's not my job to fix the entire world or take care of everything, even though I feel that's part of my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember that one of my defining moments where I was like, stop trying to take care of every wounded little bird
mm-hmm.
and take care of yourself. And so you have to look within, and it's you know, be your dream.
Yeah,
and it's,
you know,
okay.
What's funny, Heather, is when you're in business too, is make time for yourself.
Yeah.
You take time to work out, take time to, you know, have a day off. You know, that's one of the things that a lot of people forget sometimes when they're busy. They get so caught up in the cage sometimes. I call it the cage, you know, the work area, you know, the place where they're doing. And, you know, delegate the work off. That, you know, if you're going to be in business, you want to be successful, at some point you have to let other people, you know, do some of the work that you do.
Delegation is hard.
And it's difficult because you want to do it, you do it in such a different way, and because every individual is so different. And see, when I hire people, I don't look for people to be me. I want them to be the best they can give me. I want them to be 20%, 40%. I'm not looking for that 110%. I don't, because they can never be me. You know, if they were me, then, you know, it was.
And if you could duplicate Multiplicity was a movie, right?
Yeah, they'd still do it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Because you always judge what is not your own space. Like,
it's like an artist.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship is like an artist. You know, they put their own spin and their own brush strokes on the things, and they see that. I see it here when I'm working, too. I see things that I would do different. But sometimes I have to sit back and go, oh, maybe this is a great idea will come from this.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to share with the viewers some of the things that I kind of use for my to kind of keep me on track with things. Well, we covered one. It was a dream. We talked about that. And then number two, we talked about a little bit, too, is commitment. You know, are you in it for the long haul? What will you do to improve? Find the business mentor, either live or on CDs, or you know, getting into that business aspect. Number three is to build a list. Okay, build a list. That this is what average people don't do. You know, who are in business, they don't build a list. What's a list? A list is of all the people that you know, and this works in any business, not just, you know, in an entrepreneur business. This works in the business.
Relationships. What I say to business owners all the time, and they're like, oh, my wife's mad or my husband's mad. And I'm like, business is always personal.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're having conflict on your personal side, there's no shadow of a doubt that conflict is going to resonate in with your employees,
mm-hmm.
with your business. It all trickles down.
Yeah, absolutely.
So talk about that.
There has to be a separation. There has to be, because, like you said earlier, we're all human, so we will affect the environment we're in. Okay, so if you're in a good mood, then you'll affect the whole business just by your attitude. You know, if you're in a foul mood, that will affect it to some degree at some level too.
I'd imagine being a restaurant owner and the cook.
Yeah.
It's and fun. Talk about the energy that goes into that. And I mean, I've been here so many times, and we're like, something's going on. And then the customers that come in,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's energy on the inside attracting it or the energy on the outside throwing it in.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about knowing where you're at in that present moment and feeling comfortable enough to address it without judgment.
Right.
You know, I create spaces of non-judgment.
Right.
But I'm judgy.
And we, even in the judgment, we're judging.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so the point is, you know, you do your best just to be present in that moment, like you were saying earlier, you know, to be focused and be in that moment. And so, well, from three, we go to four, the contact and invite. Invite people to come to your restaurant. Invite people to come to your business. Invite, you know, if it's a multi-level marketing business, invite them to come to your presentation and show them what you have. And number five, holding workshops. Mm. You know, holding things where other business people want to learn from other business people. So when you're holding workshops, collect names, database, write articles, ebooks, you know, record. Just do it. That's one of the big things that a lot of business people fail to do sometimes is because they don't think they're good enough.
Right.
You know, oh, I'm not good enough to do that. But, you know, it's not that you're good enough. It's what you're doing is teaching yourself to become better. You're teaching yourself to say, okay, well, I'm going to do a workshop. Two people showed up. Okay, well, next week, four people are going to show up. And
exactly.
Next month, 10 people. Next thing, you've got 100 people coming in.
Well, that's part of what the radio show is designed to do, mm-hmm. is be your workshop, mm-hmm. either as the leader or the participant.
Sure.
And you can be both. I mean, it's this is exactly what I'm trying to do, is what I am doing is creating a platform for people to share mm-hmm. who they are, what their message is, what they're about, and empower others. We've got some great viewers today on our message chat. I'd like to do a shout out for Mrs. Dog Rescuer. And, you know, everybody's in a flux of that tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was saying, I had a holistic center 6 years ago now, which is insane to me, long time ago. And I felt like the biggest failure when I walked out that door and I had to pack everything up and put everything I had in my car. And I walked out so dejected, and I'll never forget, my friend Dale Sparlin was with me, and he creates Labyrinths, which is a tool of walking through a pattern and circling in within yourself. Yeah, you do. And circling within yourself. And if you don't know what that is, just Google Labyrinths, see the picture. You can do it with your finger on the board. You can do it physically walking through, or you can do it mentally. And now that I'm looking back on that experience and describing what he does, he was there carrying the last box out for me and putting it in my car. He circled me back within, and I looked up, and a hawk, which you don't see too much. I see them all the time now that I'm awake to them, flew down and sat on the tree. And he flew down and sat on that tree, but he didn't sit with his wings in. He sat with his wings spread for minutes. And I looked up, and Dale's like, that's a message. And I'm like, yes, because hawks are messengers. We're a very spiritual show. So, you know, and I sat there, and his wings were open. And I was like, oh, my God, even if I'm standing still, I'm still flying.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not in action or doing what, in my mind, I think I'm supposed to do, I'm still doing it. I'm still flying. And I took a deep breath, and I was like, it's okay. And I had closure with that moment. And I've had many of those moments. And it's okay to perceive that you failed. It's time to perceive that you succeed. Let's talk about your perception of success.
Well, like I was saying, you know, I want to finish this list real quick. That way we can go on our perception. We still have about half an hour to go, so we're doing pretty well. Number six, if you want to write this down, is the follow through. Okay, follow up and follow through. And I think most people know what that is who are generally in business, following up within 48 hours with contact, sometimes sooner. And especially in today's world, it should be quicker and sooner. And then number seven, the progress report. A lot of people don't give themselves a progress report. Now you must check your progress, review your goals, talk to your mentor, talk with your team and see where you're at. Don't be a lone ranger. The time of the lone ranger is kind of coming to an end now. I think too many people are lone rangers in business, and that's where they find themselves in a particular situation where they're not flourishing. And then number eight, I think is probably the most crucial of everything, that of all these things, kind of brings everything together, is improve and learn. Improve and learn.
Mm-hmm.
You must be a teacher. You must be the student. And you must get on those field trips. You need to listen to DVDs. You need to go to seminars. Whatever it takes to learn your field, wherever you're in, you know, get around the people who are successful. If you like, we have someone in the chat of the Dog Whisperer. Is that what you said?
Dog Rescuer.
Dog Rescuer. I'm sure.
Yeah, she gets up every day, takes mm-hmm. care of 20 dogs, and works her day to day.
Yeah.
Her defining moment is coming up. Her tipping point, which is why I was touching on that a second. Show up for yourself and don't have fear, because if in your heart of hearts you know it's meant to be and it's your time, it's going to happen, and allow it. Fifth step of abundance is allow and receive, and sometimes that's absolutely the hardest.
And what's cool is just think of all the information, all the knowledge she has, or he has, because I'm not sure if it's a man or woman, but this person has in their head. It's not written, or it's not recorded, or it's not available to everyone. So many people go to the grave with such great, fantastic ideas and dreams. Here's an opportunity to share with the world what you know, and you'll find out that you might learn something new, and somebody else will learn something as well. And that's what I always encourage. I'm a big encourager of people sharing, because I find that when we share and we you know, collaborate, we have these masterminds, per se, as people call them, masterminds. You learn so much.
Yeah.
And you know, there's always a time where you can say, well, I've had enough, too, as well. You can
Yeah.
back, you know, because it could be an overload as well.
Right. Well, when you claim your space as a empowerer, a person that has wisdom, and you create that ability to put action behind that wisdom sharing, there's always the it's the attraction. And sometimes you attract people that are not in balance. Or you're attracting them because you're out of balance, whatever that means. And it's okay to have boundaries. And there's situations where, in this moment, you need to be you. You need to be human. And you don't need to be that prosperity advisor or that
right.
wisdom man or that shaman,
True.
You know. And it's difficult sometimes because a part of you, at least for me, feels like I'm letting down the world when I don't constantly embrace that. And then I realize, and I said this last night, you know, I might drop off the face of the earth for a few days, but that's my 25%, and the universe perceives it 110. And to me, I know it's 25 because I needed some downtime.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, they don't know I was gone. They might be like, where'd you go? You're not answering your phone, because you always answer your phone because I'm 24 tech. And I just, you know, but to them, they're like, okay. And it's about me going within and clearing out some stuff and just taking that moment. So you
but,
have to
you know,
allow that.
The universe fills the voids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you're not in connection or you're not accessible.
You feel like you're not, yeah.
You know, the universe will fill that void. So if someone's contacting you, they may call somebody else. Or they may move this way or flow that way. There's unknown reasons we don't know sometimes why things happen. But the universe doesn't like a void, so it fills it up. It's like the grass when it's growing. When there's a bare spot, if grass doesn't grow there, the weeds will take it over. And who's to say weeds are bad?
Right.
Because they're, you know, it's so.
Hey, heather is a purple weed in Ireland. So I don't think weeds are bad.
And the thing is, you know, what you're creating here is a round table, a network for people to come together and work together and collaborate. You know, that's what I like. I like that. That's why With Insights feels that's a very valuable tool.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people who are in the holistic business who we deal with day in and day out as well. And so here's an opportunity for them to learn to be a business person besides, you know, nourishing their gifts. Because what happens is sometimes we are gifted people that we don't have the skills of gift in business. You know, you see, and a lot of people see this every day. Oh, you're so gifted. You hear people say all the time, you're so gifted in this, you do this, you should open up your own business. So here, a lot of people don't know where to go. They don't know where to turn. And then if they knew, they may say yes, and they may say no. And so this platform is beautiful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful.
Well, and I love the fact that you have committed to your show every week for over 3 years, right? Almost three?
It's actually going to 5 now.
5 years. Oh, my goodness. And so, you know, I admire that. And it's that whole thing of you've got to show up for yourself. Mm-hmm. And definitely you're not alone. You have a co-host, your sister, Rosa,
yes.
who is amazing. And it's good. And I'm hoping to, you know, find that co-creator, that partner that can help me with the show, with other entrepreneurial experiences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so when I need time off to do the things I do, because I am now committed to traveling internationally mm-hmm. and sharing this love and business message, the 5 Steps to Abundance, my book. And we're not an island. You know, we might feel isolated sometimes, but that's self-imposed.
Yeah.
And then you learn how to step outside of yourself and get through that.
Business is universal.
Mm.
It's the universal language that everybody speaks. Doesn't matter where you're at, China, Peru, Mexico, you know, Philippines. Business is business. When it comes down to business, it's about, you know, exchange. It's about energy exchange.
Yeah.
And so It's just the only thing that the only barrier, I don't even want to call it a barrier because I don't think it really is the language, and that's it, and that could be overcome.
Well,
you know,
non-communication is moving.
And other than that, you know, like I said in my article, you know, marketing by any other name is still marketing. It's how you create and how you develop the market. And there's always new ideas coming out constantly.
Well, let's talk about technology because I, funny, huh? At 18, I thought, hey, I was on my way to do psychology, biology, and dance, freshly, you know, out of high school and going to Otterbein College here locally. And I looked at my mom and whoever I said it to, I'm like, I don't need to know business and I don't need to know computers.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was typing my papers and checking my spelling. So I would write them and she would fix it and then I would turn it in. And I'm laugh at this because I teach business owners how to market on the web. I have a video and web marketing company.
Mm-hmm.
And what I said back then wasn't my path is 100% what I'm drawn to and what attracts me and what I'm attracting to me. So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about my concept of cutting edge technology and what I mean by that, because this is an example. This blog talk online radio show
mm-hmm.
is an example of how we can share our message universally, internationally, in a millisecond. Simplicity. I mean, we have a viewer from New York. You have viewers from all over the world, mm-hmm. the United Kingdom, Israel, when we were listening to the show the other day. And, you know, what I love about your show Mondays at 6 with Insights Radio is you have developed it and grown to attract a world population. And a lot of people hate the computer. They get paranoid and they get afraid that somebody's tapping in. And I say, what you believe you attract, what you think is real. And I don't live in that space. I don't live in that chaos. I don't live in that darkness. And I love the way I can share a message. I can allow other people to share a message, whether it's you verbally or these others typing online or those listening. So I embrace that wholeheartedly and I ask for more inspiration and opportunities and cutting edge technology. I'm gifted with a great platform, TalkFusion, that allows me to share my videos universally and instantly in a simplistic, easy way. I have a client just about to turn 70. He's a great wisdom man and he's been struggling and he's had a finding of self moment. And he goes, I've lost who I am. And I'm like, I see you. You're right there. But to him, he couldn't figure it out. And I was like, I'm just here for you. And it was really defining to me because he's one of my mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here's a man that couldn't, I had to teach week after week how to log into his own, you know, email and his website and on and on and on. Logs in and creates a beautiful video email message from the heart and can send it anywhere. You've got an email and a computer. And that gives me hope that, you know, regardless of the struggle, he's still logging in and sharing his message.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm back. I'm getting back. I'm coming back to 100%. So it's really amazing to me that we're even able to use this kind of thing and talk and I just have gratitude and I'm just grateful for that. I had to share that for a sec.
That's awesome. But, you know, there's a link to my website, so if people want to get to know me a little bit more, a little bit of aspects of things that I do, Heather, I put it on there. Yeah, you know, technology is amazing. Who would ever know? The story when I began in the beginning of the show is I wanted to have my own radio station once when I was about 15. So I went to the ham radio store where they had all the equipment for that. And I said, well, and the guy's looking, oh, what are you looking at? And I'm like, well, I want to own my own radio station one day. He's just laughed out, bust out laughing. It takes a lot of money, son. And that's exactly what he said. And I was crushed. You know, I was crushed that day. But then several years later, I stumbled upon this platform. I'm like, oh, we're a radio show.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking to myself, I can do whatever I want or say whatever I want, you know, and invite whoever I want and attract whoever. And it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's like, wow, this is a dream fulfilled.
Right.
It came back later.
Yeah.
But it was amazing because for me, this has been one of my ultimate, you know, do I make money on this? No, it's not about the money. You see, this is these dreams. This is one of those dream things. Do you make money? No, this is my passion. This is my fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing that I have time to, distract my mind and go off and, and B, what's inside my heart. You know, when we're talking about inside our heart, this is where I get to be in my playground, you know, and share, you know, my thoughts and my mind. Sometimes in the kitchen, you don't get to share your thoughts except through the preparation of food and different things like that.
Well, you know, I love all your passion, that you have a platform to share with others, and you've allowed me to have space on that platform. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful. I'm appreciative of that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think the core message of entrepreneurial excellence and why I created that name, catchy, long, hard to spell, but that's what came to me. And it's about achieving your excellence and receiving your abundance and allowing your greatness. Mm-hmm. And so whatever it is, you know, I talked to somebody who's like, my passion is to walk dogs. Mm-hmm. I said, then be the best dog walker you can be.
Yeah, that's very
and
true.
Don't let fear get in your way. He's like, what do I do? I'm like, you walk up to somebody and you ask to walk their dog. And here's the defining moment for business owners, FYI. You ask them to pay you. Because if you're doing things because it's your spiritual gift or your passion and blah, 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 and you're giving it away for free, that's not necessarily an energy exchange.
Right.
If you're getting food or services, that's an energy exchange. If you get money, that's just an energy exchange.
Absolutely.
Until you define your price, till you make your price sheet, as I call it, and you are comfortable stating, I'm $150 an hour to coach you.
Yeah, it's like my menu. You know,
your menu. Yeah, that's your
price
sheet.
List, you know?
Until you have the ability to do that, you're just doing it for a hobby. And I'm running into a lot of hobbyists. Even though I threw out to the universe, I said,
one foot in, one foot out.
Yes. Yeah. You got to commit. I met a woman at a trade show. She had to spend like $600 to be at that show. And I said, wow, you're doing really good. I'm a business coach. How can I help? She's like, oh, I don't have money for that. I'm sorry? You don't have money for what? She's like, oh, this is just a hobby. You just spent all this money to be in a show to tell me it's a hobby. You have no credibility with me now. Because I deal with hundreds and thousands of people. And you're telling the universe you're not good enough to receive what you're exactly asking for. And I said, wow, that's a core issue. That's a prosperity thing. Would you like to talk about that? She's like, no, I don't want to go there. And I said, okay, we'll have a great day. Because she's not ready, and it's okay. I'm not going to judge her.
You'll find that a lot of people are like that. They're dabbling. They're dabblers. And that's okay. I mean, some people like to dabble. There's nothing you can really do. It's not our job to fix them. It's our job just to offer them, you know, that, you know, there are some alternatives out there, and I think that's what you do.
Thanks.
With your business, you're just offering an alternative to, you know, stack on something that you already have.
Mm-hmm. Expand.
Yep.
Well, I think to wrap things up again, the core component of entrepreneurial excellence is to provide you with tools and resources. Hopefully we've done that. If anybody has any direct questions, type them in the chat room. We'll be set up next Wednesday at 2. We'll be able to take some callers. We'll be able to do a little bit more mm-hmm. with the show since it's our inaugural launch. And so, again, find us on Facebook, reach out. I'll find the link and, you know, put that out there for us so that you can also participate in what we're doing. Another cool thing we're doing for the radio show that I forgot to mention is we are having a logo contest. So I'm going to post the link to the fan page. We need 25 likes. For those of you who are not aware of how Facebook works, you can have a fan page for your business, which is amazing, because what that does is allow you to track targeted audiences, you know, talk to them, share with them, help them with what they need, and also share your message. But when you hit 25, you can do a few little creative things on Facebook that you can't do otherwise. And then we've got an amazing graphic designer that's chosen to put out some really amazing artwork. So thank you, Jason Wise, for doing that. And we'd like you to vote on it. So how can you vote? All you have to do is go to the fan page. Click underneath our photos. You can like it, but what I really want you to do, if you're a business owner, is put your name, your business, and your website so that we can also give you a shout-out on our show, on our page, and all kinds of stuff. So, again, just wanted to say thank you so much for being with us. Iggy, I'll have you wrap it up. What else do you have to say?
Well, the only thing I want to say is thank you for taking you know, your time to interview me and share my thoughts with the people. And I also want to thank the viewers and the listeners for taking your time out of your busy schedule to listen to us as well, because that's part of the community factor that we were talking about. I think that's very important. That that just says a lot about what we're saying, and people stuck around to listen, and I really appreciate that. So I want to thank you. I want you just to go out there and dream as big as you can, to that big kick-ass dream, and just don't let anybody get in your way. The only person who gets in your way is yourself. And when you figure out the way to move yourself, your butt out of the way.
Get up and shake it.
You know, get that anchor off of you a little bit. I think you're in the right direction. Most people who are going to be on this show or visiting this radio show, listening to your segment, are looking for a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of change, and I think a little bit of hope. And I think they're going to find that with the show that you're creating here. And we're pretty happy. Rose and I and the rest of the team are very happy that you're aboard.
Thank you.
Jenny and Todd and also. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much. And, you know, that is my goal. It's provide that hope, that inspiration, tools, tips, guidance. We're going to interview some really amazing local business owners. I want national business owners. It doesn't matter where you are. That's the beauty of the web. Let's get your message heard. If I don't know what you're looking for, I can't answer the question. So please interact on Facebook. You know, we'll have the website up shortly. We need your votes for this logo because I cannot make a decision because they're all too good. And that will help us all in the long run. So just let us know what you need. And we totally appreciate you. So thanks for being a part of the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show #1.
Very good.